from the gold book, gold prayer book. Would you please turn to page 27? And we'll recite the seven limb prayer in English. 27. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Now turn to page 97. And at the bottom of the page you see short mandala offering. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami.
Good morning,
Geshe-la.
Welcome to Mrs. Clark.
Geshe-la, would you put your microphone?
Yeah, welcome to meditation class. There's a three time. I think before I demonstrate how to sit properly when you meditate, I think it's important to learn. So this is all about learning. This class is dedicated to about learning how to meditate and to help. I'm hoping that you'll share, So if somebody is interested in meditation, you can share with, you can also explain to them also, then I think it's good. We are all seeking some kind of break, or what, whether you call liberation or freedom, whatever you call, we all are seeking some kind of break from difficulties. So when you talk about difficulty, there's like difficulty related to the body, difficulty related to the mind. So in both cases, meditation has, meditation will help. Meditation will help, to ease this both type of difficulties, through meditation. So, a lot of them don't know how to say. Related to our mind. A lot of the difficulties related to our mind, also a lot of them produced by our mind. So when you think about mind, all mind or thought, same. not deeply. You could say thought or mind. Some thought are healthy, some thought are unhealthy. Unhealthy for you, we may not recognize that it's unhealthy, but actually it is unhealthy. It makes us, you know, not physically sick, but it makes us sick. You know, then it's not healthy for you, it's not healthy for others. So this is very important. So, including myself, all my friends here, you came here to have some interest about, you know, meditations. So this important thing is understand or keep in our mind is the power of Gomtob, the power of meditation. I've been said this, if you've been coming to the center long time, so you probably heard this more than 100,000 times. Why I say this again, it's important, you know, it's important to understand why we meditate, for what. This is very important. So power that is generated by meditation is to reduce disturbing thought. Otherwise, what do you do? Whenever the disturbing thought arises, what do you do? Drinking tea doesn't help. But eating a piece of chocolate doesn't help. I'm not sure. So for me, it doesn't help. So first of all, there's no will to eat. When you are angry, there's no will to eat. So see, what else you do? If there's something that you can do besides meditation, and if there's any other resource than meditations, they should be available in America. Otherwise, no, where in the world you are going to look for it? And see, this is not about just about religions. This is about whoever has thought or mind. You can be not believer, that's okay, but still you have thought. You can be believer, also you have thought. No, this meditation is for whoever has thought. No, thought. Whoever's thinking has ability to learn, ability to think, you know. Of course, not for animals, you know, because they even have thought, but their like their state is not allows them to think or read or write, you know. That's only human, we. So very important. Whatever the power you generated by doing any form of meditations, that power should reduce disturbing thought, whatever you call, you know, negative thought, afflicted mind, like delusion, whatever you call. Actually, it is a disturbing thought. The minute it arises, it disturb your mind stream. So then there will be a ripple of negative energy that flow from there. So then, you know, that creates, you know, like unpleasant atmosphere around you. So then that's why it's called unhealthy mind. So this meditation technique that we use is to tackle disturbing thought. See? So this is very important to keep in our mind when we meditate, you know. So the meditation in Tibetan word is called gom. Gom is like making our mind familiar with something. some technique. Or it can be like, you know, just watching your own breath, or maybe focusing on image that you create in the mind. Then concentrate on that, you know, concentrate on that. Now first you need to create an image in your mind, mental image. Then you concentrate on that. So then slowly, you know, so then all the, how you say, it very much depend on like the, how you say, quality of your concentrations. The quality of your concentration is very good. Slowly, all this will, you know, shut down. eventually, not right away, but you know, then there will be no, how you say, distractions. You know, you are totally focused. So that's then tranquilizer. Not the body, but mind. So then mind will be tranquilized. So, to be tranquilizer. So then is and also know how to occupy our mind, which has been occupied by so many, how you say, disturbing news, disturbing idea, you know, like all kinds of things, and we're trying to occupy that with something positive. That's how to achieve, you know, mental peace, calmness in the mind, mental peace. That's how you achieve. So now, so let's go to the meditation. So first let me explain to you, like, how you sit, you know. Sit, I think it's good. So we learn, you know, we learn in order to do meditations, you know, that we learn how to sit properly, okay, sit properly. So this has been, the sitting position has been like explained thousands of years ago. So Lama Marpa, so probably some of you probably heard, Marpa, like the Milarepa's teacher, Marpa, Tibetan. He said in the one of his textbooks, he said, all combined with all the meditators in Tibet, put it all of them, you know, there's a lot of meditators in Tibet, there's a lot of people meditate, but none of them can compete the way I sit. You know, the Marpa sit very properly. So this is important because he's saying that, you know, we shouldn't say, oh, sitting is not that important, just, you know, doesn't matter how you sit. It does matter because, you know, we have channels, we have energies, the energy that runs through our channels, because of that it matters. The sitting position matters, you know. I don't know if you meditate like this. I'm not sure how. Or you could say, you can sit like this. So there's, you know, according to the meditation teaching, there's certain positions that has something to do with the, like our, you know, like energy, our like channels, chakras, all of that. So because of that, sitting position is important to learn. Okay. So there will be sometimes you see 7-point sitting position, sometimes you see 8-point. So the 8, you know, so you, then you 8. 8, then you 8. How you say? 8, then you 8, Mrs. No, no. 8 means number 8. So then you 8. 8 means how you say? ADD. Or 8. Or, how you say? 8. Okay. Okay. So anyway, you know, so add, then on the second one, I say add, okay. So when you add, so breathing, so then it becomes 8, okay. Or usually there are 7. When you see 8, then you add breathing, this then become 8, oh yeah. First, you know, left hand below, right hand above. It begins with Kangpa Lapa Kebasum. Kangpa means first feet. Okay. Full Vajra Cross. Full Vajra Cross means that you see both of your heel, bottom of your heel on your lap. That's called Full Vajra Cross. So easy to do. No. Just joking. Very, very, very difficult. the full Vajra cross, then I'm not asking, please, you know, if you are, you don't have to do so. I'm just explaining. So, full Vajra cross, you know, there's like, first we talk about leg, you know, out of seven, first we talk about leg. Full Vajra cross, that means you see bottom of your heel on your lap, not just one, both of them. That's full Vajra cross. Mm. So that is like, if you are doing some kind of, you know, serious meditation in the Vajrayana teaching, the completion stage, so then it's critical. It's critical to do this full Vajra cross. So other than that, it's not that, you know, if you can do, it's wonderful, like, exactly like that. So no, if not, that's okay, not to worry. Full Vajra cross, then half Vajra cross. Half Vajra cross, that's like pretty much the answer. I said, you know, some, one hand is a little bit out, one leg is a little bit out, one leg is a little bit in, something like that, you know, like the Tara. You see, that doesn't know, something like that. Of course, half Vajra cross. So then it's another course, same kill, same means in the mind, so maybe then you just think that you are sitting for full Vajra cross or maybe half Vajra cross. I'm not sure, same kill, that's called another word, same kill means that, like, just think that you are sitting full Vajra cross or maybe half Vajra cross. So, so mainly people sit like pretty much half Vajra cross, you know, that's how people sit. So then also maybe should begin with the cushions. So here you call meditation cushions, actually it's called concentration cushions, something in there. Concentration cushions, you know, that's where you sit on, then you concentrate. So that concentration cushion should be like, you know, back should be like this, little bit like this. Not like this, you know, like this. Means the cushions need to be lifted up like this. Should not be flat, you know, a little bit like this. Now, this is all sake of knowledge. You can explain later on. Another reason, because, you know, leading meditations every Sunday, it will take a lot of time, so they shorten the time for class. So that's why this, you know, separate class. So the next time, if we ask, you know, please, would you mind to lead meditation here, so then you can lead. So that's good. So seems like we just need more voluntaries, you know, to lead meditations. So that's cushion, something in there, so cushion. So then, kangba, just like that's about leg, you know, full Vajra cross, half Vajra cross, or maybe just think, you know, think about the leg position, so leg positions. I don't think that you can use the last one. You just, you know, sit like this and thinking, oh, I'm sitting in the flu or Vajra cross. That's not what it means. Maybe some. So I'm not sure. The last one, I'm not sure. No, so I'm probably not going to say much. Same thing, so I'm not sure. So I'm not going to talk about that. Full Vajra cross, half Vajra cross, okay? Something like that. Then lakpa, then hand. Left hand below, left hand below, right hand above. So then touch, make it like triangle. Something to do with inner heat. So then you place this. Sometimes you hold like this. No, this is like too much. So they just place there, close to the belly button, permanent button. Navel. This is called navel, right? Navel. Yeah, navel. You don't have to measure. You know, it says the forefinger below navel, but you don't have to measure. No, you just put. This place, this triangle shape is something to do with the inner heat. Inner heat, that's kind of complicated. This inner heat practice is one of the six Naropa yoga practice. Inner heat. the idea, whole idea is, you know, the practicing that, you know, then like heat it up, then, you know, then somehow boil down the drops, then, you know, then the drops come through the channels, you know. So then there's all kinds of practice that I don't know. So that's the idea behind that, you know. It's not only through sexual activities that you can draw. You can draw the drop, you know. There's through meditation you can draw the drop, you know, down and up, you know. So there'll be much more, you can, like, right now it's just the joy that, you know, temporary joy that you experience just coming down. It's not like that. That practice, not just going down, it's bringing up, you know, up and down, there's multiple joys. So that's, so I don't know much about that, so that's what you do. You know, this, anyway, this shape, this symbolize significant, something to do with inner heat, okay? Like that, so then, there should be, you know, like that, you know, some space, not like this. Everything has to be relaxed. Mind has to be relaxed, body has to be relaxed. So then, should not touch. No, little gap. You think it's too much information? What do you think? I think it's, no, this is all sake of knowledge. Then please share. No, you share. Okay. So then, you know, make sure there's space that the air run through. You know. So then the back, this first leg, second hand, then third back. Should be straight. Back should be straight. Exact like uncooked Italian pasta. Uncooked. That comes to the back. So there's in the text, it doesn't say, text, no, whoever wrote the text have no idea about Italian pasta. So probably at that time Italian pasta doesn't exist. So there's a stack of coins, you know, stack of coins. That's the example they use. I think much, Italian pasta is much better. You don't have to stack, it's just all straight. Not the cooked one, not the cooked pasta. That's going to be like all like this, you know, straight. Then that's significant, you know. If the back is straight, satona, litona, the body straight, then the channel is going to be straight. Channel. See, that's like, believe or not, there's like 42,000 channels. That's why that's how we are functioning. Blinking, breathing, moving, all of that, you know. This all done by like soiling, all of that done by all this combination of energy and channels. That's like 72,000 channels. Emerge from the three main channels, or close to the back on the three main channels. So if your body is straight, the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, energy run straight, or you can say smoothly, or run straight or smoothly. So that will produce physical comfort. Then the physical comfort will contribute to mental comfort. So that's why you sit straight. The body is straight, channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy will run through smoothly or straight. Energy will run through straightly or smoothly. Kambalaba, Kevasam. These are leg, first, hand, second, then third is back. Understand? So chew, so teeth, lip, so chew, then tongue. So chew. This count one. No, don't count one, 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 but it's three, but it's count one. Teeth, lip, tongue. Count one. That's four. Number four. So it has to be natural, you know, like when you sit, like that, you know, like natural, you know. So not too wide open or close, or just let it be natural. So then the tip of the tongue supposed to touch upper palate. Took me a long time to learn this word palate. I say plate, nobody understand. People are talking about empty plate. So then, you know, this like idea behind that is to prevent from getting thirsty. So as I mentioned before, you know, when people like here in America, people like to hike. And you can experiment if you keep your tip of the tongue on upper palate. If you touch your tip of the tongue and upper palate, see if does it prevent you from getting thirsty. So you can do experiments. So there's no reason behind it, okay? Lip and tongue should be natural. The tip of the tongue should touch the upper lip. So it's supposed to prevent, you know. Then if you sit long time, sometimes the precious jewel comes out. So then precious jewel will not come out. I don't know, you don't see here, but you do see in the monastery, you know, because we have long sitting sessions in the monastery, then sometimes you see. Maybe all the realizations. So you cannot dumbbell sheets. There's a four. First leg, second hand, third back. So now all three is together. That's number four. Then he said, go, now head. According to that instruction, head should be a little bit not like this, no? Not like, no. Head should be a little bit bent. Okay, good. So then that's number five. Then I, meek. That's number six. So, something like this, you know. What do you call? Nostril. The round one, what do you call? It's like, looks like wing. The wing of the nose. True wing of the nose. So, don't have to make extra effort to see that. That's not the purpose of meditations. So, but you know, like something like that, you see the two wings of nose tail. Gotcha. There's an eye should place on the two sides of the nose. So sometimes they say tip of the nose. When you see the two sides of the nose, you will see the tip of the nose. So that will probably prevent you to, I say, your mind to sink, or to get too high. You know, that is supposed to help. The idea behind this, it will help your mind to, in the right state, not too low, not too high, not too low, not too high. No? If it's too low, then you know. So then you go like this again. You don't want to give up. Then all of a sudden, table behind you, bang! Then the number of people will jump up. But that's exactly what happened to me. Monastery, you memorize a lot of texts in the evening after class. You come back here, you do homework. So there, you know, you kind of memorize, and whatever you memorize, you try to say. If the weather is very cold outside, then you come inside, then you try to, you know, say that, you know, then your teacher is sitting right there doing his daily recitations, then you are a little young monk, little one, then you're trying to say. But we don't have table like this. Table is just like many level table. There's really many level table. So they stack up boxes, cotton box or maybe some metal box, you know, just one above another, stack three of them. not very steady, this kind of all constantly moving. Then they start, also you say, then you wake up like this, then you look at him, make sure the teacher is watching you or not. Sometimes he's also busy with his prayer. There's a day you take advantage. Then you say something, something that doesn't make sense. What you're not really saying, that whatever you remember, you're saying something. Then all of a sudden, the bang! There's all these boxes on the ground. Teacher will jump up 1 foot above them. So that caused a big problem, you know. the shoulder. The seven? Yeah, shoulder. Not like this, not like this, you know. Balance. Level, even, you know, not like this, not like that, you know, not like this. Just relax. So according to Marva, it's very, very important to learn how to sit properly. You know? So then you know, time to concentrate. Right? Then, you know, concentrate. So first, this is the sitting position. That's called 7-point sitting position. So this is like the following the foot step up one of the Buddha called Vedachana. Vedachana? Like associated with the eastern directions, you know, which is like white color. It's actually the Buddha Vedachana. That's like Namna Chudjinde, Sanjay Namba Nangze. Is it recording or not recording? Okay, so then I have to be. Even though, and I say in Tibetan, so make sure it says correctly. Sanjay Namba Nangze. Namna, that's like the 7-point sitting position of Sanjay Namba Nangze, means Buddha Vedachana, trying to follow the footstep. So the Buddha Vedachana is the. I said the purity of our body, purity of our body. That's like the Buddha Vedachana is the manifestation of purity of our body. Okay, manifestation of purity of our body. So this is white. So then there's like sitting like that is creating the energy or sign that you will become enlightened on that aspect of that particular Buddha in the future. See? So then when you add, then breathing, then become eight. Seven become eight, okay? Then you add breathing. So we'll talk about that later. So first, we'll do... So now this is the sitting position. So now we are about to do meditations. So meditation must we should do meditations with best is with positive mind. Positive mind. If not, the neutral mind is necessary. Neutral mind. Okay. Positive mind. So before we do meditation, we have to analyze our mental state. If you are very angry, if you are very irritated, if you are very lot under stress, first you have to neutralize your state of mind. Transform that your state of mind into like pure white fabric, cloth. Then you can dye any color. If it's like black or red, it's hard to dye any color. So the mental state has to be pure fabric, like pure white fabric. It should be like that, okay? And how to do? So then you do you can do that through breathing meditation. So breathing meditation. So if the mind is in the mental state, is something disturbing, then everything becomes the branch, the fruit, the flower, or then it's all disturbed. All disturbed. Fruit has been disturbed. The flower has been disturbed. The branch has been disturbed. Everything has been disturbed. Now, if the root is something poison, then everything becomes poison. No, doesn't matter how they look, it's not poison. No? If the root is medicinal, everything becomes, you know, everything becomes medicinal. No? So that's why it's important. No? So, comfortable cushion, comfortable sitting positions, and with a comfortable mind, then you do meditation. So, so now this 9-round breathing meditation, you know, is to help us to the sizes to transform our mental state into something neutral, which is like, you know, white fabric. If your mind is only positive, not necessary, not necessary. So now, well-balanced mind, or flexible mind, well-balanced mind is easy to use, is easy to guide, is easy to transform, easy to direct, redirect, easy to do, well-balanced mind. Unbalanced means uptight with something. Uptight with a certain idea, uptight with a certain, so many different things, you know. Not able to kind of let it go or uptight with something, you know. This is all imbalanced mind. It's not well balanced, it's imbalanced. So when you, through meditation, when you balance the mind, then every mind that comes, every thought comes with energy. So that very energy is going to be balanced. So that energy, if they run through the channels, well, then that will produce, you know, physical comfort, okay? That will ease, you know, physical difficulties, so then ease the, then eventually it will ease the mental difficulties. That's the whole idea. First, need to balance the mind, so then no need to worry about energy. When you balance the mind, the energy is going to automatically be balanced. So then many of them, when it runs through the channels, then it will produce physical comfort. In some case, it will reduce the blood pressure. There's a lot of benefit. So now the results. So how we are doing? Okay. So my talk is not really organized, you know, because I am an unorganized person. Yeah. So in monastery, there's no really organized, nothing really much to organize, you know. So here, everything has to be scheduled, everything has to put, you know, so time, you know, like from here to here. So in that monastery, it's all chaos, you know. It's not, you know, it's not really organized, scheduled. So then all my, you know, talk, I couldn't, you know, so I don't prepare, so, you know. I could do a better job on me, write it down, so I don't do the, sorry, I don't do that, so. Okay, so now let me say, tell a little bit about this result. Whether there's yoga, physical yoga, whatever you do, there's results. That's called physical comfort or physical happiness or mental happiness. There's two things, you know, two results. Mental happiness, or maybe, I'm not sure, is that such a thing called physical happiness? Comfort, yeah. Physical comfort, mental comfort, there's two. Then there's called physical pliancy. The mental pliancy, there's two things, you know. First, through meditation, first you develop physical comfort. So then that will, then second mental comfort, then that will lead to physical, then when you talk about pliancy, the mental pliancy will come first, the physical pliancy will come later. When you talk about the comfort, then first physical comfort comes first, then second mental comfort. Make sense? When you talk about physical pliancy, mental pliancy comes first. You will generate first mental pliancy, then physical pliancy. See? When you talk about comfort, first physical comfort, so then mental comfort. Physical comfort is something to do with the energy and the channels, so therefore it's very important to sit properly. Oh? Sit properly. Oh? See? Oh? So the imbalanced mind or thought, when the mind is, when the thought is imbalanced, means uptight, it's not flexible. It's uptight, it's not flexible. So that damages the energy. So that energy becomes wasted. That's called wasted energy. Where did energy go? That energy go not to the glass, it goes to our channels. So then create physical discomfort. So then contribute to mental discomfort. See? Oh. So therefore it's very important to balance the mind, imbalance, then how is the imbalance or not flexible. Not flexible, same. Less to ruwa, less to miruwa. Means, you know, if your mind is well balanced, you can direct anywhere that you want. Oh. It's not like no anger, you know, like that, okay? So there's something to keep in your mind. Huh? So then we will begin with nine round breathing meditation. So, and before I mention this nine round breathing meditation too, this is nine round breathing meditation is two also, there's two results. One is to transform your mind into pure white fabric. Another one is to get rid of, because if there's a lot of imbalanced energies, they're stuck in our channels. No? Sometimes it makes you unhappy, you know, so you have no any particular reason, but you are not just happy. You're not happy, you know. So sometimes I don't feel good, you know? So there's nothing wrong in the physical, but you don't feel good. That means so much stress or negative energy been stuck in your channels. So need to get rid of them. No? So this nine round breathing meditation is how to get rid of this wasted energy. There's been so much of them, not just one or two, so much of them in the channels, and some of them are stuck. So this is like how to get rid of them. Get rid of them. So, see, understand? Okay. This nine round breathing meditation technique is the how to get rid of negative energy. No? So then, as I mentioned before, if you think the stress is form of energy, if you believe stress is form of energy, negative energy, so then this nine round breathing meditation will help, will definitely help. Not just one time, multiple times, not one time, no. Then if you do this nine round breathing meditation once a blue moon, then I don't think it will help. So that's like. Once you start, then it's good to be, consistent with that, So if you really want to help yourself, so then, meditation that, people should do on a daily basis, not like when the weather is very sunny, then you forget about meditation. When the weather is kind of foggy, dark, then you think of meditation. Not like that, Some people's mind is there all the time. Doesn't matter if the weather is sunny, mind is there. If the weather is raining, it's there, and mine's there. Wherever you go, there you are. So therefore meditation in daily basis is important. So nine round meditation. So one that I already explained before. So one now that's like, I think, according to one of the six Naropa yoga. So maybe that's, I never explained that, so maybe we'll try to do, so see how well we'll do. First, left hand, this finger.
Ring finger.
And touch your, what do you call, thumb? Thumb. Touch your thumb in the bottom of this, bottom of the ring finger. Press. See? Ring finger, there's one, two, three. You see? Ring finger. So then here, touch, press. It's okay. If you don't see, just shout. I'll show more. Doesn't matter. This is no. See? Ring finger. Ring finger. Say in better English. Say. Yeah, touch the base of the ring finger. Touch the base of the ring finger
with your thumb.
Touch the base of the ring finger and press. Not just touch, just press. Little press. So don't press too hard if your nail is too long. It's going to hurt before you meditate. Okay, this. So then. Close, like this, but you are pressing the base of the ring finger and same time close. Okay? Here. Then left. So then. See, this is. Okay, so now again, first you put that there, and then put that there, press a little bit. They put under your what do you call arm. So then let's go like this. This finger. It's kind of complicated. Sorry, yeah. Then not like this, but so again. So this they need to press on the. No. Then inhale. Then again. Now, so then, see, long, slow. Okay, good. Now there's six, right? So now put it down. And So now from the both nose, it's to you. Then slow, long, slow. So there's like 9 round breathing meditation according to six Narva yoga practice. Will you remember? This and hold. Right? The 3 times. So then switch. Then 3 times. So then done. So then like this. So this is called this nine round breathing meditations according to one of the six Narva yoga practice. So the breathing nine round breathing meditation that I explained number of times at the center. This is not something like this. No, this is like because. You know, like this is another nine round. Probably some of you remember, like this. Just keep your finger, ring finger, like this. See how you see? Your middle finger top. Your middle finger top on top of your ring finger. Your middle finger on top of your ring finger. Okay. So then just. The same idea, long, slow. Again. Again. This first round, okay. Begin with inhale, end with exhale. So each time when you inhale, one, inhale, two, inhale, three. Then it's begin with inhale, it's finish with exhale. So now, same idea. Your middle finger on top of ring finger. So the same here. Then long, slow. So this second round, you know, there's got nine round, each round three breathing. The second round, the six breathing is gone. So now, same, put it there, just begin with inhale. So this is the technique how to get rid of the wasted energy created by imbalanced mind. When the mind becomes imbalanced, that kind of like damage the energy. So then energy becomes no longer useful. Then it's called wasteful energy. So believe or not, many of them, when they go through channels, and some of them get stuck. So they cause physical discomfort, you know. Maybe that physical discomfort could manifest in so many different ways, you know. Maybe all of a sudden there's some pain here, some pain there, or something like that. So this is whenever you one of your friends, your co-worker, one they are having a lot of, you know, like if they call it stress, and probably close. So then, you know, this nine round breathing meditation is good to do. Nine round meditation is good to do, you know, to see. No, it did help. So then after that, just stay and then reanalyze your mental state. Is this different now? It's different than before. It's different. If now it's more like, you know, neutral, not really upset, no more than neutral. So then from there, then you really rise, you know. So then you meditate. Whatever meditation you do, or maybe now you start to concentrate. Bring up your mental image, could be piece of beautiful flowers, no? In this Buddhist case, you know, we use, you know, holy image, no? We just bring up. So then, now, fully alert, it's not like, you know, you're fully alert, no? So from there, then you think about, you know, something, you know, So right now I'm not going to go to detail in the object, just think about something, you know, just think about something. So think about something, some image. We are not trying to see from eye, we are trying to see from our thought. Firm, very firm mental image. Could be waterfall, could be flower, could be anything, you know, could be the image of your child, or could be anything, you know, doesn't matter. The point is to, be within, be present. Easy to say, but not easy to do. Be present. You have to have something to hold on, otherwise you can't be present, you know. Mind cannot be present if there's nothing to hold on. So the mental image, you know, so it will trick you many, many times. If you're imagining something red, then mind start to see something yellow. If this image is a mental image, something round, then mind start to see something square, something like that. But you don't follow them, just stick with the object. Then that's the way to make your mind calm, slowly. An elephant is going to be calm. Mind is like elephant. So we do the meditation again, okay? Maybe first let me talk, so we sleep sometimes. So then after this, you know, two types of mind breathing meditation you do, then you reanalyze your mental state. Is calm is better? That's good. That's temporary benefit, you know? It's calm. Then you take break, then you can do another one. If it's still not okay, so then what you do? Then you, exactly as I said, you know, sitting minute, then you watch your breath. One. Two. Three. Not in hand, here. Four. Five. Then you count 21 times. You count 21 times. Then after that, we'll do meditation. Maybe after my talk, then we all do silent meditation. Then you reanalyze your mental state. Reanalyze. See how it's made your mental state. If it's good, calm. If you know, then it's very good. It's supposed to make your mind, you know, mind like the disturbing state of mind, then become neutral, you know. So then from there, then you do meditation, okay? So this after this two different types of mind round breathing meditation you do, it still reanalyze your mental state. If it's still not good, then you do this 21 breathing meditations. So it's still mental state is disturbing, loud. Just imagine the disturbing thought is gone out of your state system, out of the room, out of the universe, disappears. Okay? If your mental state is the neutral or positive, not necessary. Like forceful breathing is not necessary. If your mental is still disturbed, then two, three, then count 21. Oh, don't have to count 21. They're just saying 21 or maybe 7 or whatever number, you know, more than 3. So then it could be 40, could be 50, you know. So there's another class. Today? Oh, I thought like this. Some other Saturday. Noon?
The next meditation class is next month.
What is noon now?
We have a food for thought class at noon with Denise Flora.
Oh,
mindfulness
okay.
And eating.
Okay, okay.
And then this class meets again in a month.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So this meditation class is another month.
Yes.
So then I'll talk more on another month.
Yes.
So I like to introduce some other meditations. But today, so there's you prefer to meditate? You like to meditate together? Okay, to stop talking? Yeah, probably so.
So, can we see if anyone has questions before we start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The 9-round breathing, did you say to do both kinds, one, the one with arm out and then the other one?
Yeah.
And then analyze, see if our mind is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9-count breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then analyze, see if our mind is neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And then the forceful after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so that's the, by then it should be definitely gone, right? For real.
According to instructions, I can 100% promise, but according to instructions, that's what they say. So we have to do, we have to try.
I believe you.
How do we know that my disturbance is gone? You said you analyze that your mind is now, you know, neutral. How can I analyze that?
That's like... for example, there you have little girl at home. Little girl at home. And you just clean the living room last night, or maybe you just cleaned the living room 2 minutes ago. You put everything, you make it very neatly. After 2 minutes, it's all chaos, right? Everything's now same, not much different. Then your mind gets disturbed. Right? So because mind is irritated, mind is upset, irritated. So then after that, you know, something like that, if you do breathing meditations, then you kind of forget. The temper is not like for good, but, you know, temporarily. So it's hard to explain. So your question is tough. So how, you are saying how we can experience? How we know? I don't know how you know. How we know?
I think one way to think that I used to think about it is if I have something that's disturbing my mind, a thought. And I'm thinking about it. Then when I do these sorts of meditations, breathing, then maybe I still have the thought, but instead of it being like right here in front of me, it's like out on the horizon, like where the water meets the sky, you know, like as if you were to see a ship way, way, way out there. So it's still with me, but it's way, way, way out on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, before it's like it irritates your mind. So after that you think, okay, oh, that's just child, you know. That's what you do. It's not like this is not intentionally making you upset, you know, to put or talk to, huh? Exactly, calm. You know, so then if you don't think, oh, okay, why I should educate that child, I should teach that child, from now on, don't you ever do this again. So I will be you, time out. So put in the closet for 1 hour. Something like that. But I never put, sorry, I didn't put that. Because I did not put her in the closet at all. No. I'm just saying this, you know. So before you put the child in the closet, you already put yourself in the closet. So then, from now on, don't you dare to do this again, no? So, you know, good luck. So then you say, okay, you know, like, this is just, you know, so, oh, that's just child playing. So I say, as long as she's happy, that's good, you know, so, you know, picking those things up doesn't require much time, I just pick it up. You know? So if I cannot pick it up, I just leave there. So maybe I'll come back and then pick up two more. So there's something like the being becoming flexible, not uptight, or everything has to be clean. Child has no idea about cleaning, no? So like that, you know, before it's really irritated you, then after you think, it doesn't irritate, you know, it doesn't irritate. See, like people turning on the light, so then they forgot, turn off the light in the bathroom, then you come there, lights on. How come you don't turn off the light? You know, don't you understand that light needs to be turned off? Because you don't need light, it's a daytime. It goes on and on and on and on and on. No? Just took, finish. Just one hand took, and it's off, you know. So like that, you know, it's all every day, you know, it's like that, you know. So like there's so many things that irritate your mind. If you rethink, redirect your thinking, it is not worth it to lose your peace of mind for things like that. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. See? So then that's how you tell. Before it's really irritated now, it's okay, it's not that much, you know, they don't like that. So then when it's, you really feel like that, that's how you can tell. Makes sense? So anyway, so that's what I think. So maybe we will do not with this. This will probably require some action, so probably not. You can do it home. Yes. So we'll begin with this 9 round breathing meditations. Then right after that, then we'll watch our breath 21 times. First, that one begin with exhale from nose, not from the mouth. Exhale. If your mind is disturbing, as I suggest. So then, one. Each time you inhale, then count one. Then you'll do this 21 after this 9 round breathing meditation, not with no hand movement with this, okay? Then we'll do this 2 meditations back to back. First. Sorry, one time. So we don't have to do the exact same. No, so we follow our pace, our own pace, okay? Doesn't matter if you didn't finish, that's okay. So we are going to do these 2 meditations back to back. But if you don't finish, that's okay. So you know we don't have to do the same. We do our own our pace, okay? So that's much better. So you don't have to follow me, I don't have to follow you, we just do 9 or breathing meditations individually. So see, this meditation can be done in a short period of time, So if you have a lot of time, so you can do, you know, short. If you are very, if you are very fast time meditator, so you do short sessions, and many. So when you become familiar, then few, long. If you become familiar, then few, then long. In the beginning, short, and many, you know, take break, go into outside, breathe some fresh air, drink something, then come back, you know, do it again. You see, you know, familiarization, so. In the beginning it's hard, you know, so then it becomes piece of cake. someone to say something. So then if you can count 21 times without distractions, if you can count 21 times without mistake, you learn according to shamatha meditations. You know, the meditation, that meditations, you know, there's 9 stages. Then it's supposed to lead you all the way to, like, the best form of concentrations, you know, kama abiding or shamatha meditations. First stage, need to learn how to be with yourself, be within, be present. That's exactly nanda jogba. So if you can count, the text says, if you can count 21 times without losing the number, if you can count correctly, you learn how to be within, be present. That's exactly how to be present. Be present, not being present, we are not talking about body, we are talking about elephant. Elephant. No. That mind, the thought, that's elephant. So powerful. It could make your life so happy, happy all the time, or it makes you so miserable. So powerful, you know. That's why it's called elephant. So this elephant is each lambo lord over. This elephant is going out all the time, going out. And you know, when you see if the elephant move around in the cornfield, it will destroy a lot of corn. No, doesn't have to get wild. Even just moving around, it will destroy a lot of the corn. If you get wild, can you imagine? It will destroy huge in a short period of time. You just go crazy, you know, go round, round, round. Even just moving slowly round, it will destroy a lot of field. If the elephant get crazy, don't you know, then it will destroy short period of time, it will destroy everything like that. So each longbo load of us. The elephant is going out all the time. It's going out. So now it is time to bring that elephant in. Not easy, no? Easy to say, but somebody has to say. In this case, I'm the one who's saying it. But not easy to do. Easy long ball load over. If the elephant is inside, no need meditation. It's not needed, you know. So what do you need? You need object. You need hitching post. To tie that elephant. That's your job. If you really want to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind, you need to tie that elephant. As long as that elephant is going out, there will be no calm mind, peaceful mind. So now the job is to first catch that elephant, to recognize that elephant is going out. For not always necessarily for good reason, you know, going out. So you have this hitching post, that's like image. Mental image, it can be your own breath, or it can be like something image that you create in your mind. That could be the hitching post. Yiji langbo lodova, mikbe kawat namba. Firm hitching post, not firm, it's not like shaky. Something firm hitching post. See, that's how the concentration method has been done. So now, mikbe kawat namba. Tembe taba ngichin, you have rope. To tie that elephant. That rope is like mindfulness. The rope. Mindfulness, that rope. So you have that rope. So then you have to, you know, catch that elephant, then tie the elephant on the hitching post. Then analyze. This is called introspection. Introspection. This is too fancy? Yeah, introspection. For me, it's very fancy, but I'm not sure. Anyway, that you are meditating, and at the same time, there's another part of mind analyzing how you are doing. Not judging, but analyzing. Are you still with the hitching pose? Or you are kind of sleeping on the hitching pose? Or are you wide awake all of a sudden? You know, Sherab Chakju. Sherab Chakju. The piece of metal. If you see elephant in India or Nepal, Thailand, there's no. That elephant, if one, the person wants the elephant to go there, they poke here. Elephant moves, poke here, it's moved there. Need to do something, figure out something. That's all done by this piece of metal. And the tip is like very sharp. That's introspection that you have, this introspection. So, if the elephant is trying to get out of the hitching post, then you poke. No, it's not time to go, you just stay there. A little longer. Very gently. If you poke too hard, elephant will get wild, so then elephant will probably take the hitching post with elephant. Then you are out of luck. Gently. Sometimes need to pet. Shower. Bring to the river, take shower. That's what they're in Thailand. Bring the elephant to the water, give them bath. You know, sometimes very gently, well, gently, then you stay maybe two more minutes, stay there 2 more minutes. Set up judge, remove asa. Then eventually, not right away, eventually you will gain control over that elephant. So there will be less stress. No? So then it's good, no? Then you'll, first time, then you'll gain control over that elephant. So now you can tell the elephant will do whatever you tell. Before that, you are very much disturbed by that elephant. Elephant, you know, you are kind of following that elephant. Elephant is not following you. You are following that elephant. You know, then all kind of problems. So now elephant follows your order. You don't follow elephant's order. You follow elephant. Follow your order. So that's how this concentration meditation has been done. That's exactly how to be present, be within. When you say, "Oh, be within, be present," that's exactly how to be present. So that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. Someday, chi-chi. But this will not liberate you from, you know, difficulties. In order to liberate ourselves from difficulty, we need wisdom. Wisdom. We need better understanding about life, about everything, you know. We need better understanding of broader understanding. Why is happening? Why is happening now? All in the why, there's so many, why. So that's all this needs, why needs to be, answered, you know. So then, like, wisdom liberates, you know. Concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. So then, how we can tell? We have to try. If you try, then you can tell. You know, that's all I can say. But how you can tell? You concentrate and see. So make sure that elephant doesn't get out of the hitching post. Make sure the elephant is still there, you know. Make sure that hitching post, you know, if that's just an example. You don't need to think of elephant, but that's going to be distractions. No, that's the mind. So then slowly, you know, your concentration become more deeper, powerful. Then slowly, everything will shut down, slowly. How is it? Not shut down, but it's everything become weaker. Then they don't function. Some kids, you don't hear any sound, you know, it's true. Right now, everything is functioning. Everything you can see, you can hear. You know, so because of this, the power of concentration on this one object. So then, eventually, you can see. Then the second, then third. You know, then the clarity, then the details. So just seeing that you see this crystal clear, very detailed, every single thing on that image. You see the very details. You know? So then, Then you are, you know, like moving to a second step, third step, then the getting better and better, 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 better. So the elephant, right from the beginning, is all dark. So then eventually you can see a tiny bit of white here. Tiny bit of white here. Then slowly it's become white, 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 white. Then all become white. So that means no more distractions. So then, doesn't require visa, doesn't require airplane ticket, you can just fly. If you want to go to Nepal, you just fly. You can charge people holding on your rope, you can charge them. Then, you know, like, see, in the painting outside there, at the end, the monks flying with the rope. So then all kind of could happen because this concentration is so strong. Not just analyze. When you analyze, you know, so here the sometimes people they when they say like check like how is it DSL, what is it LDC, some substance they take.
LSD.
Huh?
LCD. LSD.
Yeah. When you check that, the people staring on the long time, the, but not fully aware or sharp, you know. So this exactly like this, you know, one object, that's all you're thinking, you know, you just see so clear, but you are sharp and wide awake, alert, fresh. It's not like, you know, so like that. So then your analysis is become so powerful. If you analyze something, you can really concentrate. Right now, we can concentrate. You know, we can concentrate. So that's the benefit of, you know, concentration. Someday, when you look at the six perfections, practice of the six perfections, number five is concentration. Number six is wisdom. Concentration, someday, concentration make your mind calm, peaceful. Wisdom liberates. Oh? Wisdom liberates. Oh? See, or putting all kind of there, now you need wisdom. Or maybe, you know, so you think, and you produce some wisdom, that will ease. It will, you know, ease, you know, so it's okay, you know. So, you know, so building something beautiful, you have so, been so wonderful idea, so working so hard to try to build something, all of a sudden fall apart. What do? You need wisdom. You need wisdom to liberate yourself from that kind of tragedy, miserable conditions, you know. Otherwise, you're just stuck with that and then go down a deep hole, then you'll never get out. You need wisdom, you know, you need wisdom. So, it's all about, you know, it's like life is like puzzles, you know. It's like, you know, it's for your life, my life, every life is struggle, you know, till we reach liberations. We are in the same oceans. Carry out here, there, up, down, you know, by this wild wave of, you know, disturbing thought. Our actions is like wild wave. We are carried out here, there, up, down, you know. We are just all same ocean. So need to help each other, you know. That requires broader understanding. Broader understanding, rather than fighting with not knowing the reality, then fighting with each other. You know, so then like based on the culture, tradition, religion, all this is all nonsense. You know? So we need to help each other. You know, we are all have, as I mentioned last time, we look good, that doesn't mean we are good. No, you smell good, doesn't mean you're good. See, we all look okay, you know, everybody's clean, dressed well, but we all have difficulties. See, we all need each other to show compassion, love, you know, care, sympathy, listen, try to understand what they're saying rather than just throwing your own opinion. No, we need to listen, you know, we have to be very gentle to each other, you know, that's how we create, you know, this peaceful atmosphere. So then, that peaceful atmosphere will have ripple of positive impact on individual spiritual practice. If the atmosphere is not negative, nobody will gain any spiritual realization, nobody, because everybody's mind is disturbed. When your mind is disturbed, you can't make any progress in the spiritual field, no. no realizations. You can't meditate because your mind is disturbed. So in order to not to have the new create peaceful atmosphere, you know, so think bigger. You need to think big, you know, think big. So then with that, you know, I'll stop. So it's like, you know, I'm supposed to stop like 11:30. I always stop, maybe sometimes I stop before time. So most of the time I go over time. So anyway, so we all try, you know. So then maybe next meditation sessions, class after 1 month, so then I'll introduce some other meditations, no meditation, okay? So then if you don't mind to take, you know, 1 minute to introduce yourself, please introduce yourself, so then I'll end. If you don't mind, take 1 minute to introduce to each other. You know. We all know each other.
So we'll finish the session with dedication prayers, if everyone could get back to their seats. Yeah. Go to page 246 in the gold prayer book. 246. We'll read the dedication prayer from Master Shantideva, Bodhikarya Bhatala. Page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Let's turn to page 244 and 245. So let's read these long life prayers. We'll be going back and forth. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And the next page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And back again. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green Taras mantras for Geshe's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. Om tare tu re soha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. Om Chare Chu Chare Chu Re So Ha.
Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend. Oh.